Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a survey concerning our nation and local communities. May I speak with Sally?
Yeah, it is, and this is dinner time. What is this about exactly?
Well, we just want a survey. We just want to kind of get a survey of opinions about people concerning our nation and our local communities.
Okay, make this fast. Okay, I'll listen. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your time. So I'm assuming you would like the survey to be done in English?
Yeah, I'm speaking English, aren't I?
Okay, well, first of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
All right. I know it's like a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate,
Of course
Congress?
I will. Of course
right,
I will.
Well,
vote near anything.
Oh, well, the options
anything to
are,
get Donald. Yeah. My whole life, I don't sleep because I'm worried that Donald Trump will get reelected. So,
oh my God.
You know, I don't
right,
sleep.
Well,
go ahead.
Oh, well, the options for the question is, will you probably vote? You're like almost certain you will vote. Will you probably vote? There's a 50-50 chance, or you don't think you will vote?
I will definitely vote. I will definitely vote. It's a 100% chance I'm voting.
Okay. Now, if you're okay with this, so what year were you born?
1958. I'm 65 years old.
Was that 58 or 68?
58. I will be 66 next month. All right, can we move on here? We don't have to dwell on my age that long. Go ahead, let's go.
All right. What is your race?
I'm white.
All right. Generally speaking, do you think that things in the United States are going in the right direction, or do you feel like things have gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
That's a hard question. All I can say is, at least for the last 3 years and change, I don't wake up every night in terror, as I did from 2016 to 2020. I never was as frightened in my life, because I don't remember the Reagan years, which were probably equally horrendous. But no, I'm not really sure, because what I don't understand is that, you know, a president can't make inflation go, but on the whole, the economy is good. You know, they're saying, but what I don't understand is how someone who led an insurrection can be a candidate for the president. So that way, I don't think the country's in a good place, because I think there are a lot of people that their racism, their sexism, and their xenophobia have just been able to come to the forefront of everything. So that worries me a lot. Where I live, it's a little bit different. It's a very liberal community, but I don't live in Ohio. I don't live in Missouri. So the country on the whole worries me. Yes, it does.
All right. So from the options, would you say that maybe then it's going in the wrong track or in the right direction?
It's a hard thing to say. I think the administration now is trying to push in the right direction, but I do think that the country on the whole, I don't feel so great about it. So they're two separate questions, actually.
Well, which one would you think? Or would you just say, like, you don't really know, or you can't, like, really tell?
I just explained very clearly. I think the Biden administration is doing correct things. I think that a lot of people in this country are majorly fucked up. End of story. So we can move on to the next question, and you decide how you want to answer that. As I said, this is dinner time.
Oh, all right. And how about your part of New Jersey? Do you think that things in your part of New Jersey are going in the
right
direction?
We're very liberal. We're very liberal here. You know, I live in a Democratic stronghold. New Jersey is a Democratic stronghold.
Would you say your area then is going in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
We're fine here.
All right. Well, actually, I can't kind of interpret the answers myself, because I'm not allowed
yes.
to do that. Yes. So would you say right direction?
My area is in a good direction. Yes, we are. We're in a good direction.
Right. Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people that I'm going to tell you using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means you're, very cold, very unfavorable towards them. And then 100 is, a very warm form, favorable feeling. And then 50 would be neutral. Mm-hmm. So the first person would be Andre Saya.
Who?
Andre Zaya.
I'm not sure even who he is. Who is that?
All right. Well, I'm actually not allowed to say that either. because I'm not allowed to give like any information that could consider some biases to be made. But all right.
I have no idea who it is.
All right. What'd you say about Siobhan Sumter?
I don't know who these people are. Who are these people? Are they politicians? Who are they? I don't know. They're not from my area. I know people in the New Jersey, New York area. That's about it.
What about Andy Kim?
Who?
Andy Kim.
He's okay.
On a scale of 1 being like, well, 0. On a scale of 0 to 100, 0 being you don't really care that much about him, and 100 being like, they're okay, and 50 being you.
70. Okay. Give him a 70. Give him a 70.
All right, okay. 70. What about Tammy Murphy?
I love her. I'd give her a 90.
A 90? All right, and what about Bill Pascrell?
A 50. I'm not crazy for him.
A 50, alright. Now, would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Bill Pascrell is doing as a member of Congress?
He's okay. I'll say I approve. I don't love him, but he's okay.
Alright, so would that be somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, would you say Bill Pascrell deserves to get the Democratic nomination for Congress in your district next year, or would you prefer to see someone new get the Democratic nomination for Congress?
I really don't know. He's fine to get it again, because nobody else is going to beat him, so there's no point, actually. So you don't know anything about this area. No one's going to beat him, so that's fine.
Okay, all right. And now, if the Democratic primary election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote?
Of course, Tammy Murphy.
All right. And now, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell, Siobhan Sumter, and Andre Seva, for whom would you vote?
Pascrell.
Right. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell and Andre Seva, for who would you vote?
Pascrell.
Okay, now I'm going to read some brief short statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. And please tell me if each statement makes you support like them more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not more likely at all.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Let's pick this up. I said this is dinner time, so let's pick this up, okay?
Okay, all right. All right. I just want to thank you so much for your time. Andre Seva has been a major of Patterson ever since 2018, where he has been fighting to turn Patterson around by creating new initiatives to help low-income residents and improve Patterson's economy and quality of life. A young and dynamic leader, Seva has secured over $1 billion in new investments for Patterson, including restoring Hitchcliffe Stadium, growing the local economy, improving infrastructure, and expanding parks and recreational opportunities.
Yeah, I would if I thought it was true. If you've ever been to Patterson, you know what a shithole it is. So, it's hard for me to really, if any of that was true, I would feel very hopeful about that. But I'm sure you've never been to Patterson. So, it's worse than Newark. So, yeah.
Well, with these statements, which one do you think, does this make you much more likely to vote for them, somewhat more likely to vote for them, a little more likely?
Somewhat more likely, but probably not. I'll research a little bit, but, Patterson's a whole.
Siobhan Sumter is a state assemblywoman and staunch advocate for job growth, women's health, voting rights, civil rights, and criminal justice reform. She has championed legislation addressing black maternal and infant mortality, and recently, the governor signed her law that will restore voting rights for more than 80,000 individuals who are currently...
That would make me very, very... I will look her up, and that would make me much more likely to vote for her if I find that, because that's something I would be interested in. I just, I haven't had that much time to look into her background.
That's totally all right. Bill Pascrell is New Jersey's progressive fighter in Congress, who has established himself as one of the leading congressional voices on protecting Medicare and Social Security for all seniors. And he has this position to use to defer tax policy fares to New Jersey taxpayers and international trade agreements that look out for the American worker.
Yeah, well, I told you I was going to vote for him, so yes, I guess. I don't know. It seems like I'm wasting my time here. But go ahead. We better be rounding this up. As I said, this is dinner time.
All right. So would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, or a little more likely?
A little more likely.
All right. After hearing all this information, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell, Shamal Sumter, and Andre Seva, for whom would you vote for?
Pascrell, because I don't know anything about the other two yet.
Oh, well, I'm going to read just a few other statements. And it's going to be the same thing. It's just if these will make you much less likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, a little less likely to vote, or not at all less likely to vote.
I'm going to vote, honey. You put whatever you want in here. This is a terrible time to call. People want to have dinner. I have a family. Please.
All right, and we can totally do a call back if you're okay with that.
Yeah, call me back another time. And you know, you have to realize people have to eat. You know, they have a family, and this is disrupting me. But I'm definitely going to vote. I'm going to vote Democratic, and I'll figure out which candidate to vote for. I want to keep New Jersey Democratic, and it's continued to be as long as I was alive. So, okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.